Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 7th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 16 to 18. Loyalty is a test of true love. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 tells us, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." When Baasha, the king of Israel, came against Judah, King Asa took silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of God and sent them to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, asking for help. In the past, King Asa had trusted in God, but now his heart was not loyal to God. He had lost his trust in God, being able to deliver him from the army of Israel. In this connection, a reproof was given to King Asa by a prophet of the Lord for making a league with Syria. God is displeased when we distrust him and when we look to others for help rather than God. It is foolish to lean on a broken reed when we have the Rock of Ages to rely upon. To convince Asa of his folly, the prophet shows that he, of all men, had no reason to distrust God, who had found him such a powerful helper. The many experiences we have had of the goodness of God to us should never lead us to distrust him. In all conflicts and sufferings, we need especially to look to our own hearts that they may be perfect towards God by faith, patience, and obedience. Let us remember the words of Jesus and not put our confidence in uncertain riches and money. We read in Matthew 6:24 like this, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Let us never love the world or the things of the world over the things of God. As we read in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17 like this, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." Let us be loyal to God alone, since God will show himself strong on our behalf during the time of our need. Let us never forget that loyalty is the test of our true love for God.